Welcome back to Correct Opinions. Trey Kennedy here alongside my co-host, my man Jake, my wife Katie. Also got Derek behind the camera, and tour starts tomorrow. Can you believe it? July 31st. Wow. So the Relatable Tour. Katie's rocking some, look at that, dude. What do we think? We're selling a crop top this year. She looks good.
But not like showing your stomach.
Oh, sorry. Oh, what? Yeah, what's the girl lingo? Did I say it wrong?
Like a crop middle. Like, it's not going to show your stomach. It's just like not a regular t-shirt vibe. It's the kind of t-shirt you want.
Okay. No midriff.
Yes.
No midriff.
Yes. But it's like not like a standard,
modest,
just like.
Modest is hottest.
But it's like a woman's shirt because of how short it is.
I'll just stand up.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Don't show the belly. Don't. Yeah, she didn't. I didn't see one bit of belly. Thank you. All right. Well, anyway.
She's clearly a model.
To all the shows. I cannot wait. And it starts soon. Thank you for all the love. Relatable Tour. I'm very excited. Derek's been helping me. We've got some special videos we're showing on the road too. It's all coming together. One of the videos we shot was you. We were on the Patreon episode. I was like, I need to do this intro video. You said, what about this idea? I said, done.
Yeah, that worked out great.
Yeah, thanks. So it's going to be a great weekend. We have a great episode for you guys. So like, subscribe, and let me know if you're coming to see me on the road. I would love to see you. And let's roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
You know, Katie's shirt, your merch on the road reminds me, maybe I've mentioned this before on the podcast, but I still remember my seventh grade social studies teacher told us, he was like, hey, you guys want to know the secret to a good speech? Which maybe you're stopped right there thinking, social studies, why is he giving you advice about a speech? I don't know. We're just there to learn history. And he's like, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt. Long enough to cover the subject, but short enough to keep things interesting.
And he is now on a certain list. What age were you?
Seventh grade. I still vividly remember it because I never heard anything like that before.
That's actually insane.
Teachers definitely said some stuff like that. That like, yeah. In hindsight, I'm like, you were talking to children.
I had a seventh grade teacher who would call us cotton picking yahoos. Is that bad? Oh
my! And how does that? And that also deals with the merch because it's cotton.
It's all tied in.
Everything our seventh grade teachers told us has made it to the merch.
Yeah, I remember when you're 12 and it's like 2002. And you're going, can he say that? Like, that's a cotton. It's picking. A clear, if you're 12 and you're going, I don't think he could say, they definitely can't say that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the adjective, the verb, cotton picking is in like one of Elvis's old songs. And I'm willing to give him a pass. But seventh grade teacher in 2002, I think you could probably go without saying that.
Mm-hmm. He was a colonel, though. Does that help or hurt? He fought for the right to say that.
Huh. I never had any military teachers.
But he loved Tina Turner.
Why do you know all this?
Well, he was very upfront about all of this.
I feel like
so you know teachers... So that's progressive, I guess.
Yes, it is.
He would say that every day. He said, I like Tina Turner because she's a good singer and she's hot.
He would say?
Uh-huh.
Teachers get really bored and they just kind of start saying stuff.
And yeah, if you just did a clap, he'd just start crying. Okay.
Ah! This is turning into really dark.
That's how we'd mess with them.
Okay.
I had a ninth grade teacher obsessed with Nelly Furtado. No one should be obsessed with Nelly Furtado. Every day.
I was so, for years, I thought Nelly and Nelly Furtado was the same. It was very confusing to me.
Yeah, kind of like how CeeLo Green is the lead singer of Gnarls Barkley. Like, this is, you're splitting time here.
You see the Justin Timberlake hate?
What'd he do?
He was going viral because there's so many clips of him. Look this up, Derek. It'd be easy to find. A bunch of footage of him. He's on tour somewhere, I think overseas. And he's doing the singer thing where you sing a few words and then stop and let the audience sing a bunch.
I have seen people making fun of this.
But people kept catching him where he'd sing. He's like, all right, you guys sing. You know, you know the song. I got that
feeling in my bones. It feels electric, pain is in it, coming on. Up through the city. We still have to sing it?
They keep going.
Oh, and through my home. It does electric, baby, any time around.
Because I got that
Sunshine in my pocket.
Aren't you singing?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna.
I paid to watch you sing.
This is no exaggeration. It's that long.
I got that. Just let them do the rest.
Dude, Gen Z, the younger generation on these, because they're well seasoned on these apps. I'm scared to get older, man. Because Justin Timberlake, he's not safe. They're just roasting the like this old. He's old news. He's old. He's lame.
Can't sing.
I mean, if they don't like that, they should probably never go to like a rap concert because they don't sing any of those their songs.
Yeah, a rap show. They're just playing the exact MP3 track that's on Spotify.
Raps. Do we sound old? But rap feels like a tough one to really do live. They're just.
Bass, it's good.
But at the same time, I guess you just want to hear it live. I don't know. Because singers, what my pet peeve, you go to a concert, like that song, I gotta feel it inside my butt. We all know that song. But some go up there and they're like, I gotta feel it inside my bone. They do it different. And then you're like, no.
Yeah.
Don't do it like we
know it. I need to be
like
able to sing to it. Just yeah. Like.
Some do it different. And that bothers me.
You would do that.
You see this?
No. Oh, you would do that.
I knew Katie had, I think we've talked about this on the pod. Recties might know. I knew Katie, I had her in the bag when she was like, I went and saw Justin Timberlake at part of this concert with friends. They're great. She's like, and I just, the whole time I kept thinking, like, Trey could do this. Like,
nice.
There you go. That's how you get. That's great. I was like, oh, wow. I'm in. I'm good.
What does he have that you don't?
I just thinking Katie at a Vegas concert, like on her second glass of Prosecco.
My husband does this.
My boyfriend could. No, I'm not kidding. My boyfriend could do this.
Like, I don't think okay. I was like saying that to everyone.
She's trapping strangers.
Excuse me.
The guy I'm dating could do this.
How
I'm
much
not
you,
kidding.
How much did you pay for this ticket?
Have you heard of Vine? I dare Justin to sneeze and then do a run. Could he go, achoo? Could he do it?
I don't think I'm dating can said do that it. To anyone but you.
Thank you. It was very sweet. Oh, there we go. Yeah, you guys sing it. You guys sing it. All right, let's see what I sing.
Go, Justin. Give us nothing.
I guess, too, because he's just kind of standing in one place. There's a million clips.
He doesn't do like a full dance. I feel like all of his other shows.
Well, he's gotten flamed for the dancing. The poor guy, he's probably in his head now. Well, he tries to do a little dance.
And people get.
And then TikTok goes, oh, this. They roast him.
Maybe he should stop touring.
He was in a winter coat there, too, which I didn't really love.
Yeah, maybe he's sick. Maybe he had a fever.
Yeah, maybe he's sick. Cold sweats.
That very much could be it. Yeah, anyway, I don't know. How do we get to talking
anyway,
about
that? Anyway, tour merch.
Tour merch. Here we go.
Yeah, thank tour you. This weekend. That's a big deal. You're going up north.
It's kind of, yeah.
Third tour. Sudden,
Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Indianapolis. I think Milwaukee's going to redeem themselves. I do. Now I'm a little nervous playing Milwaukee on a Friday night, of course. The last time we were there was a Wednesday night, and it was the drunkest crowd I've ever performed in front of.
Pabst Theater. Night. I still remember.
I mean, Pabst. They might as well call it Get Drunk Theater. Pabst, you know the beer? Drink a bunch of it here.
Yeah,
theater.
It's 7:01. I've just got on stage. It's a Wednesday. Hey, everyone. My name's Jake Triplett. How you guys doing tonight? Where's Trey?
That was the show.
Where's Trey? I was like, oh, my gosh. You have work tomorrow. Chill.
That's isn't why that they funny? Hit it hard early, and they were going to sober up throughout the show.
My little brainwashed, responsible brain, I'm always like, oh, man, you know, Sunday, everyone's probably... They're gonna race out of there. They get to school night, and then people are hammered. You know, like
it doesn't matter.
People don't care.
Not in Milwaukee. I think Rachel's brother's gonna be there. He's in Milwaukee. Or he's at Marquette Law School. What is this?
Oh, that's right. Is that places that drink the most?
Yep.
And that's Wisconsin. It's no joke, man. And we'll, right that here. Dark, dark purple. That's gotta be Milwaukee.
Dude, what's happening in like the middle, like the Missouri and Kansas border?
Purple. That's like the color of their faces up there by the end of the night or something. That wait, is, where?
Just like the Mason-Dixon line, like really divides the alcoholics really from the not, like New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. What's going on? Like,
is that sales, I would imagine? Because those conservative states, they make it hard to buy.
Maybe that's bootlegging. That's a bootlegging graph.
I think this is a dry county right here, if I remember right.
Yeah, I think that's got to be what it is. Because that pocket of green right there, Oklahoma, Arkansas, That's why there's so much meth. They're like, well, if you can't sell us this on a Sunday morning, I'm going to have to do meth. And now I'm up.
What am I supposed to do? Yeah, I know where you grew up is the same color as Vegas. So whatever that
means. Yeah, I know. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it is kind of wild. It's here. And I'm excited. I've been shooting stuff for it, getting prepped, and feeling good. I'm feeling good about my material.
Yeah. How are you feeling from a memorization standpoint?
Good. Great. I mean, we did the clubs and it's always nerve wracking, but every time I'd go out to these clubs, I'd be like, man, I need to make some progress. You leave. Like, I found a couple. Yeah. Thank goodness. And this last run, I was like, I'm close to an hour. I need maybe a bit or two. Found a couple more. Like, okay, we're good. I got an hour. We're going to keep building. It's going to always evolve and change, but I got the hour. I feel good. I'm excited.
I feel like memorization has never, like, you never, like, worry about that. Or, like, you never. Like,
can we do these flashcards?
Well, I just don't
know. Can we do a Quizlet?
You don't, like, spend that much time on it. You really don't.
No, I don't.
You're lazy.
So what?
Oh yeah, you know
hey guys, get tickets. I'm really excited. She's like, he's hardly worked on this. So I live with him. I'm around him. I've never seen it once.
He must be doing it in the shower on the pot. Seen him work on it.
It could be so much better, but he like doesn't work on it.
That's not
what I'm saying. It's impressive. You don't. You just kind of like
It's impressive how like, yeah, you don't work that hard. That reminds me of when I was first on the road with John Crist and you know, I started to do my own stand up and I put out tickets for my first shows playing a comedy club and, you know, been doing videos for a while, had a great, you know, fan base that sold out and Katie in front of the openers for John who are killing it now, Dustin and Aaron. She's like, he's not doing with John. He's just do some little shows.
I said that.
Yeah. Do you remember this? I remember Dustin making a point to roast you like, oh yeah, little, just those things we're working day and night to try to get to one day.
He's starting off.
Bitty ones.
Yeah. I don't remember that. Sorry.
It's just funny.
And you were referring to like a theater show.
No, the club.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So it was a littler show.
Yeah.
Littler. Do you sit around and like really memorize?
I feel like I like to go on a walk because then kind of like talk out loud to myself and not seem insane.
Yeah. Do a couple run throughs. And yeah, I did a lot more of that before, but now I think I'm almost starting to embrace like, I like to go out there and not overly memorize as my new material so I can kind of flow a little bit.
You're right. He doesn't work on this.
Yeah. I like to, I have nothing planned. I like to go out there and just what pomps in my head.
Every night can be different, guys. So you should come to multiple shows.
Definitely come to that first one. It sounds like.
You never know. Listen,
the first one's going to be really interesting. And then first one's Minneapolis. Interesting. That second one's Milwaukee.
Drunk.
Doesn't matter.
They won't remember. Yeah.
I'll probably say like horrible stuff. Like
cotton picking. And
by Indianapolis Saturday.
You got to be tuned up by Indianapolis.
Uh-huh. You think Caitlin Clark will be there?
Yeah.
Thank you.
the thing, yeah, I was like, once you probably get better at comedy, it's like I can have looser and looser like things memorized. But the songs, you really got to have the songs memorized.
There's not a lot of
how you guys doing tonight? True. Like you can have fillers with comedy.
That is very true. I do have those memorized and I'll make a point to go over those. But thanks again, everyone who bought tickets, everyone who's coming. I know, I saw Amazon Prime Day, the sales were down this year. Consumer spending's down.
Super spending?
Consumer spending. Super spending.
What's super spending?
Oh, this must be something you've learned in the wine business.
Yes, that's right.
Tell us about super spending.
Drink basic. Consumer spending's down. And I think Katie's single-handedly trying to raise it back up.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah. Put the economy on her back.
Every now and then I click on my Amazon account and don't do it, man. I don't know if your wife's the same, Rachel, who we're going to record episode today.
Yeah. You guys are in for a treat. Kind of.
Patreon coming soon. We're extremely close. Like we said, when we get to 750 patrons, Rachel's patron episode will go live on Patreon.
Yeah. It's her last day of summer, so we're recording it today. But you guys don't get it until we hit 750 patrons.
Patreon.com/TreyKennedy. And I look, and there's so much. Should we just, this might be a new segment alert.
We
guess how many things are inbound?
Oh, just currently inbound right now.
Currently inbound.
There's
upcoming deliveries. Let's see.
I don't really think there is anything right now.
All right. So Katie's guess is zero.
I got some stuff in the cart though. That's for sure.
Wait, let's look at the orders. All orders here. Okay, maybe not inbound. How about in the last?
Yeah, I think there's something inbound. I think it's your shoes.
Let's do what's today. All right. In the last 3 days, how many things were delivered?
Seven.
Or on their way? Seven?
Yeah.
Last 3 days?
That would be like a good amount, I feel like. Still counting. Okay.
And I omitted my two things. 11.
Not bad. What do you guys do with all the cardboard?
It's like the worst day of the week. I'm out there
cutting,
ripping. I used to be so lazy. I didn't break it down. I just put whole boxes in there. And so your recycling can only hold maybe five boxes. And then I would just have boxes slowly building up.
That's what I'm doing.
And then once a quarter, you just do this insane breakdown. And you can fit so many boxes when you do that. No wonder people do it.
About once every 6 months, I hit the breakdown where I go full hillbilly and just burn it in my backyard.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a fun day.
It is. It's hot. But it's fun. We had something show up today, and it was just like some really weird soap. And I was like, Rachel, did you buy this? She's like, I don't remember buying this. And then come to find out, it was truly just like an Amazon mistake.
Oh.
It wasn't in our orders. Kind of fun. Now we have soap that the scent is milk.
Are you kidding?
Milk soap.
Is that real?
I mean, what is it like? Is it like hand? What kind
it
of
says
soap is
it? It smells like milk.
I don't know. It was like.
Like cow?
I don't know. It was. Well, I guess I can't even look it up. It's not in orders.
Oh. Is this?
It was
this
a three pack of.
New,
it was a three pack. So you have a lot of.
Yeah,
it
was non-toxic. It's just it is actual milk.
You just bathe with unpasteurized milk.
I think the Egyptians did it. So it can't be that bad.
Isn't that what our demographic gets accused of smelling like?
I don't know about that.
Of milk?
Yeah.
But maybe Wisconsin does.
They do. They smell like milk
and hops
and DUIs.
Yeah, we got a three pack of soap. And one of the, it's like, you know, lemon berry, you know, whatever, something else. And then milk was the name of the scent. So.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know.
I was a big candle guy before marriage. And she's against, light a candle. This is.
Wait, are you asking why am I against him or why was he big into
why
this?
Why were you a big candle guy?
No. That's not the weird part. Okay. It's the fact that she won't let me do candles. You don't like to set a vibe? You don't like to you're going to go home today. Man, I just, wow, just so much talking. I'm wiped. Babe, let's just eat a nice meal. Let's wash with milk. And then let's unwind. Let's unwind and light a candle.
Throw a candle on.
And watch some Netflix.
So, but yeah, I'm married. You're like with your boys, like, hey, loosen the tie and flick on the candle.
Oh, dude, when I lived with my boys, yeah, we'd post work, we'd maybe lounge a bit. Let's order a pizza, play some Fortnite. Let me light a candle.
You ever like text them ahead of time, like, hey, I'll be home at 15. Can someone get the candle going?
Well, I was always home doing next to nothing.
My theory is
I'm wiped. I made two videos.
Guys actually use candles. Sometimes more because, like, especially if a group of guys is living together, because it, like, the house smells. Like, it's like an actual, like, they need it to smell like something that's different.
I actually took great pride when I lived. It was me and two dudes. The bar is so insanely low for grown men living together. I maybe got the bar too high because I got some of those Febreze outlet plug, bro.
Those are great. Those
and
are
we
nice.
Kept the house tidy, mm-hmm. and people would come over, they'd be amazed. Be like, this house is pleasant, it smells good. And I think in hindsight, they're probably like, so which, there's three of you. Is it a throuple? Is it you two linking up? Who's making this house smell so good?
Yeah. That's good.
But yeah, candles are. But she won't,
it's Katie's favorite phrase. And then I want you to explain why you don't like candles. Mm-hmm. She goes, just a lot. Hey, you want to let's eat. How about we get this and that? That's a lot.
Yeah,
it's just a lot of things happening, a lot of flavors. Like, what if we wear this? It's a lot happening. what if I like this Campbell? This is a lot of smoke.
I like kind of simple. I like simple style. I like simpler food a lot of the times.
So what's your scent if you're going to make the house smell a certain way? How do you do it?
I don't mind if there's like a light smell. I just feel like sometimes you light a candle and it's just like, it's too much.
Much.
And then you blow it out. Lot. And I can tell she's like mad that like an extinguished fire makes smoke. She's like, look at the smoke. Look, so much. And I'm like, I didn't invent that.
I also like a lot of candles. They're now saying it's like lighting, like it's not good for you.
Yeah.
So
heard that. Here we go.
Yeah.
So, and those Febreze plugins, definitely not good for
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Heard this too. So what do we do?
I've heard anything burn that the smells cardboard. Good is bad for you.
No, they have like cleaner versions, but like some of them, you're just like burning bad stuff into the air.
Burning bad stuff.
Is it about all the details? Use
your house smells now? Like
yeah, we got the non toxic cleaner. It smells like vinegar.
Milk and vinegar.
Yeah.
Milk and vinegar. Very earthy.
You guys should host a dinner party.
Just serve pickles. No one will tell.
I don't know if like where Rachel's out on candles in the wintertime, but I know she was out on like the one scent I like, and this is a boy scent. I'm like, who doesn't like vanilla? She's like, vanilla, no. We're not having a vanilla candle in our house.
Vanilla is great.
Take it up with her in 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's pleasant.
Is that a boy smell to like vanilla?
Dude, I go to the Yankee Candle aisle, those cheap old candles, and you got options, man. Mm-hmm. And I just grab different ones. No.
I think that it's just because it's just kind of basic. That's why.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you going with a candle? What are you doing? What are you rocking?
I do. I feel like I tend to like ones that have like bergamot in it.
Oh, here she goes.
Bergamot.
What is bergamot?
I don't know what it is. I just like the smell of it.
Is that an animal?
It's definitely not an animal.
Yeah, how do you scan it?
Not burning animals. Endangered animals.
Bergamot. Does it have hooves or claws?
The ones I burn are usually dead, so.
It's a marsupial. I got more of my function health biomarkers back.
And?
Curious?
Yes.
I have 99 back. So I've tested for it takes full results can take several weeks. 99 back. I still have like another 50 plus. How many are out of range? 99.
Out of range?
Out of range. Back. Ooh. Out of 99.
I think anything less than 5, you can be really excited about that.
So.
So give me, I'm going to guess 12.
11.
Oh, thanks. All
right. 88 in range. But like my biological age, do I already talk about this?
I don't remember your biological age.
Guess what my biological age is. So I'm 30. I'll be 30. I'm 32 and a half. A little more than that.
You are?
I wonder where your cholesterol is at right now.
What's my biological age?
Give me 31.
30.2. Two and a half years younger than I mean, I was thrilled by that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So anyway, this thing, Function Health, you haven't heard of it. I'm so excited. Katie just got tested. So her results will start coming in. Yes. You have a few back.
Yes, I have a couple back.
And? Perfect.
I have one. Oh. It is out of range by,
yes!
by 0.3. It's out of range by 0.3.
Dude, I'm going to beat her, dude. I'm going to beat her.
Yeah.
I swear, if your biological age is like 40-something.
If it is, I'm going to be really concerned.
So what is Function Health?
And you should too.
It's this amazing company. It helps you get screened and tested for all sorts of stuff. Because I don't know about you, I would go to my doctor and be like, hey, I'm in my 30s. I'm a husband. I'm a dad. I'll make sure I'm healthy. Yeah, I'll get you tested. They test you for like 20 things. Well, guess what? That's not enough. That's old school. Function is when healthcare catches up. The first health membership gives you access to 100 plus biomarkers across the whole body. Hormones, metabolism, inflammation, heart, liver, you name it. Hey, your vitamin D, you need to know because that supports musculoskeletal strength and immune resilience. Your leptin and your insulin, you need to know because they're key drivers of energy balance and metabolic function. The list goes on.
Look at you, Dr. Kennedy. I know Rachel was really excited that they were going to test me for vitamin D. I don't know why. I'm not taking any follow-up questions, but I know that she liked that. That is good.
Great. Well, speaking of leptin, mine is a little below range.
Uh-oh. Got to lift the lept.
So once I figure that out, six-pack, here I come.
Yeah.
That's me paraphrasing. I don't know. But you guys can sign up. The first 1,000 that gets signed up get $100 off, $100 credit toward their membership. So visit functionhealth.com/Trey or use gift code TREY100, TREY100 at sign up. To own your health. Learn more. Enjoy using our link. First 1,000 get $100 off. Functionhealth.com/Trey. Katie, a lot of women know this who have created life postpartum. You know, your body's doing wild stuff. It's really amazing. So right now we're in a weird. She is. I guess we are.
What are you about to say?
In a weird phase. She can't figure out. She can't return to a normal cycle, so we can't schedule when she's mean to me.
Oh, yeah. It's up to chance.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Like, I, for the longest time, I'd be like, oh, what is it, the 8th of the month?
Easy.
Yeah, easy.
All right, sixth and seventh, I'll be on my best behavior.
Yeah, absolutely. And now she's hitting me. There's it's like
morning, night, we weekend. Skip
a month? Now it's 3 a month. Like, yeah, it's just not fair to me. But that's what the sacrifices we make to create life.
Dang. Yeah, I think that all. Yeah, I'm being so mean to you. It's definitely.
You did do a really funny one the other day, and it's funny when you just get to know your spouse more and more. And I mean, I get on my ish too, but she. I was like, I did a little boys' day at the lake with some friends. She was like, how was it? I was like, it's great. I was like, one of the things, we were driving back, I was talking to one of our great friends, this couple, we're both great friends. I was like, yeah, we were joking around about, I was saying, Katie said she slept bad. She sleeps bad when I'm not there. It's kind of frustrating. Like, I wish she could sleep better when I'm gone.
Then. Yeah.
And he was like, oh yeah, that's not us, because we really separate, so we sleep better without. And she goes, you told him that? And I just immediately was like, okay, whoa. Hello, where's Katie? Is that, am I missing something? Is that crazy to say? She just goes, I'm so sorry. I don't know
why
that made me so mad, but I thought that was the funniest thing. I told one of our best friends, we prefer to sleep in the same bed more than not. Like, yeah, I can't believe you said that. I was like, whoa, okay. I'm gonna give you 5. One of those days.
Rachel had like a, I don't know if a snap would be the right word, but I received treatment I've never been received similar to this for the first time like 2 weeks ago. I was like laying on the couch. I think I was eating watermelon, having a good night. It's late at night.
Oh, yeah.
And she comes over and she all of a sudden just like has a craving for these like hillbilly nachos where you just like sprinkle your own cheese on the chips or whatever.
And like microwave it.
Microwaves at 11 o'clock at night. And she comes over to the couch. I'm having a great, it's the watermelon. It's great. It comes and brings that scent and brings that vibe over. And I go, ooh, that stinks. And while she's got her mouth full of it, she's like, it's nachos. I was like, whoa.
She's in the recliner. Just her time, but she turns into like your dad. Yeah. Hey. Oh, what are we watching?
Nachos never hurt anybody. She got a dip in all of a sudden. It's nachos. And immediately she was like, I don't know what that was. Wow.
Whoa.
Why was I so upset about nachos?
I wish we could make it more fun. The ladies, what you have to deal with, at least if you're time month, what if you never know. Guys get together. It's like, oh, what's your wife? Like mine, she turns into a dad. Mine turns in, she starts acting like a dog.
Yeah.
Bird you think mont. That'd be more fun?
Just be silly.
Okay.
Oh, you'd do that?
Sure.
Which dog? What type? What breed?
Oh, I mean, I didn't agree to a dog.
Okay, no dog. Like, but
no dog.
I don't know dogs well enough to act like a dog.
You had some support on your correct opinion last week. Someone was like, hey, I saw a recty comment. Said, even as a dog lover, I agree. People shouldn't let dogs get in the face of little children.
Thank you.
Good job, Katie.
Thank
Good
you. Job. I'm just trying to spread awareness.
She said she put it down. It's for you.
You did that.
I did see a lot of, I kind of forgot this, a ton of people commented their favorite moment in podcast history was your bunny story.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The most joy you've ever showed on this podcast. Describing a bunny being eviscerated.
Well, I was telling Thomas last night about that bunny.
Oh my God. I want a bedtime story.
Let one the time boy. There, you know.
Not about the one that died, about the
you
one that lived.
Little bunny rabbit? Let me tell you.
I only told him about the one that lived.
It's time you grew up. Your dad's not going to do it. I'll do it. I'll tell you a story.
Your dad's just going to like light a candle and sing to you.
So. Justin Timberlake to you. Should we do our crutch opinions?
Yes, we should. Let's get into it. You haven't gone first in a while.
My correct opinion is that we as a society have to stop playing All I Do Is Win by DJ Khaled. Just in general, just sick of it. I'm no more of that song. Is there a way to like take it back or just like archive it? Can we archive that song?
There are those few songs where I don't know why.
Gosh.
The sports air, like venues around it's, the nation, that's what they it need is. An update.
Yeah.
To death, what? Why are we hearing these songs?
Crazy
so much?
Train?
Oh.
Get rid of Crazy Train. No one likes that. Anyway, but yeah, I was, as you guys probably saw, Major League Pickleball had a big tournament last weekend and everyone was watching it.
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, one team wins and they're just blaring All I Do Is Win.
All I do it.
Like, this is so bad for the sport.
And they stay there.
And I mean, what? The record's 3-4. I don't know if all they do is win. let's take it down a notch. Play something else.
Yeah, let's. You know, would you bring back We Are the Champions?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Mix it up.
We play the heck out of that. Just bring that back.
I don't even really care that much. Just play Sabrina Carpenter or something, but just not that.
Maybe we should start a side hustle of, we should just on a monthly basis put out a song about winning. And if we could hit $1 billion.
Like, this is what, like, Ed Sheeran, Ben Rector, about once every like 3 years, like, should I make a wedding song? Yeah, I'll make one that goes in the background of every wedding video. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the same thing.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, we should do like high school basketball, we just won song.
It's a great correct opinion. What was y'all's wedding song? You remember? Do you have one?
Like in our wedding video or like?
I get her. Like when she walked
down the aisle to Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
What about Walking Out?
When we left.
People.
Paper Rings by Taylor Swift.
I don't know. Do you know that? Mm-hmm. How do you know this? Is it just, do white girls get like a text or something?
They're on an email list. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then what was your first dance? It's crazy how many songs you have to pick in a wedding. First dance
was Wilder Woods, a band that Katie told me about probably like 4 years ago. Shout out.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, we're ours. Dude, I bet a lot of money she doesn't know these. I bet of the three, I bet she can name one.
Okay. Katie, this is a great clip. Katie, what did you walk down the aisle to?
Novo Amor.
No, that's
fine. In English.
That's the band name, Novo Amor. And the song is... Oh, I forgot.
I'll give you that. What else?
Okay, so you got half. You have a band.
Yes. If I heard it, I would know it.
I believe that.
Carry us.
Hey, good job. That impressed me.
Then we walked out.
Because her defense, I chose all these.
Yeah. We walked out.
Because when we met, she'd never listened to music before.
Yeah, you did candles.
Like, she's like, what is music? Still don't. I lit a candle and just played Spotify. She's like, whoa.
Wow.
We listened to Bad Mama Jamma.
That's not fair. We brought that up the other day. I know. You would have never
known
that.
Otherwise, I would have not.
It came on weirdly on somewhere. I was like, you know, you walked down all the songs? Like, out? Be the band.
It could be worse. As far as just like a random song accidentally played, it's still fun.
First dance?
I know. It's.
What's his name? Song titles are tough. Who remembers
his
that?
Name?
You don't know the artist's name?
I do.
Rick Ross.
DJ Khaled, all I do is win.
We did dance to All I Do Is Win. It's not Daniel Caesar.
Yes.
Daniel Caesar, the her. No.
What?
It's not called her. Just Daniel Caesar. I don't know
the name. Her. The
Daniel
her.
Caesar, and it featured the artist her.
Okay, see, that's good. I knew the featured person.
Yeah.
Good
job.
Thank
all you. Right. My correct opinion is... My correct opinion is people who manifest it are delusional, and that is not real. Oh. And I have proof because I've tried to speak it into existence for them to stop talking, and they're still yapping. How about that? I manifest that you're done talking.
Put it out there.
Speak to existence. People who manifest, they become mute. They'll all be mute.
Oh my gosh.
There it goes. We'll see. And if it's wrong, and if they all are mute, then they can stitch this with sign language and tell me I was wrong. And I'll have to swallow my words, you know?
Yeah, manifesting is an interesting little practice because on one end, it's like, yeah, I think there's science to back up. If you say your goals out loud, you're more likely to accomplish them. But these people who are manifesting are not saying their goals out loud. It's like, I hope my all natural deodorant works today.
Speaking of this, just yapping online in general, I did get it. I'll admit I got in a bit of a rabbit hole this morning of content that upset me.
Yeah.
Just kind of scrolling, just going another person who just needs to get a life. Another person who should like get a job. Another person who should get a hobby.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, wait, I'm doing it too. But I spent 30 minutes. Going back and forth on the Sydney Sweeney American Eagle ad. Not on the video of it.
What?
Back and forth.
Yeah,
I watched it again. I don't
mean?
Watch the ad. Watch the stock price. Back to the ad. Look at the stock price.
They just put her in some jeans and they're like, look at this girl in these jeans. And people are like, they're not They're run by Nazis, the company.
Oh, that's what people are saying?
Yeah, kind of.
Wow, how did that... what's the correlation there?
I don't know, but Derek's going to be in some skinny jeans next week. I'm joking. They're like, this girl has good genes. Is the play on words. Ooh. And they go, wait.
That's what the ad
says. She's a white. Wait, yeah. She has better genes than the rest of us? She has better genes than a lot of us.
But not all of us. Not my wife. Yeah, good.
Oh, no. She's white and blonde. Am I? That's not good.
You have a type.
You dye your hair red or something?
It's close to red.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
You have a correct opinion?
Yes. My correct opinion is that buying kids' clothes is just way better than buying adult clothes.
Why is it better?
It's better because they're cheaper. They're for like the same style. So it's just...
Are you wearing children's clothes right now?
Uh-huh. XL children's.
Uh-huh. It's a hack. Cheaper. A 4X children's shirt.
I mean, some children's clothes, I mean, yeah, you could... I'm not saying for myself, but that's a great idea.
Crop top.
Yeah.
So you've replaced your shopping addiction.
Yes.
To the children.
Yes.
And you're saving us money.
Well, I didn't know if I like said that. But yeah. I
just had more fun along the way.
Yeah, because I don't have to worry about it like fitting them a certain way. It's like I can just, they're like dolls.
Oh, wow. I'm just playing dress up.
You really kind of do treat them like dolls sometimes. Like, here's your next little.
Here's your next look. I kind of went for a sporty vibe this week.
What's down the pipeline for the kids? What can I be?
Well, I'm working on the fall wardrobe.
Yeah, fall lookbook coming out soon.
Tell the Rexies of course, she's having so much fun doing this. I've not contributed to this at all. Describe. I said, you know what? I'm gonna get some pieces for them.
So he got them like school pieces, like Oklahoma State and Georgia Tech.
Okay.
Which is so nice. Said, hey, you know what? Georgia Tech stuff too.
The kids have zero Georgia Tech stuff.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm proud of my wife. She's an alum.
Yeah.
And they only have, I think Thomas only has like one OSU thing. Let's get it. I'm a cool sports guy, sports dad.
And maybe it'll make them want to go to college.
Someday. I got it, babe. I'll contribute.
So he got Thomas a little sweatshirt, Oklahoma State. Got Thomas what we thought was a little Georgia Tech baseball jersey.
Okay.
Turns out it was like a jersey like printed on a shirt. I got,
you know, when people go on TikTok and they're like, this is what I thought I was buying. It's like a refrigerator and they're like, it's a 12-inch fridge.
It's a Christmas ornament.
I mean, I was like, oh, he's going to wear a little baseball jersey? This is sick.
Yeah, and like
it's
button it up.
It's the shirt you're wearing with just, it's like when people buy a tuxedo shirt.
Yeah,
it's like, on.
It's supposed to be lame.
And I got him that. I got Eva two more items, both OSU and Georgia Tech. They're just this horrible printed on, horrible quality.
We're going to return it.
It's awful.
Because it also.
It's just like crazy. I'm like, man, this is so good dad I am.
I know.
Like,
I
know their sizes.
Yeah, I was impressed. I was like, oh, wow, he's never bought clothes for them before. Yeah. That's so nice.
He's going to play dress up.
They're New Balance school, right? So is there some cool New Balance things?
I bet. I mean, what he bought was not New Balance.
Old Balance.
It was also just like the weirdest, like the thing for Eva, like it was supposed to be a dress, but I like 18 to 24 months. So almost a 2-year-old. And it's like this big. I'm like, that's not a dress.
So
I don't know.
This is why you just, you know, people sometimes, gender, like you just gotta let her do her girl stuff. You know, I'm over here just.
You're doing the guy stuff. She has girl stuff. You do the candles. You do the singing. The theater. Jeez.
Let me in. Let's play to our strengths. You do the shopping. I'll do the. I'll teach them how to do fuertes.
I'll do the vibes of the house.
Yeah. Do our stretches. We need to be flexible. Hit our jumps. All right. Thank you. We want to hear from you guys, your correct opinions. Put them in the YouTube comments or hit us up directly. Our website, trachino.com/correct opinions.
Great website.
We'll get some fan videos later. We have some clips. Clip for
us. I like clips.
You like clips? This one was good. Derek, I got this TikTok here. This one's blowing up. It's a big combo this week. This girl, I'll just let it play. And I'm very interested. I'm pretty sure I know what kind of family you come from.
Okay.
I'm interested to hear from everyone, especially the Rectis. This is really dividing the internet here. This is part of the rabbit hole I went down this morning.
Do you come from a sleep supportive family or a non-sleep supportive family? Like, I come from a sleep supportive family where if I sleep until noon, I'll text my mom and she'll be like, sounds like you really needed it. But I know for a fact that there's families out there that would be like, get your fin work. Or if like you slept until 10 a.m. on a Saturday, if you were at home, it'd be like a big problemo.
So, okay, I don't answer yet. I want you to tell me how your family works. Let's say I'm you and you're your parents.
Okay, right? Great.
So I'm calling, I'm like, this girl describes it. I'm like, hey, mom and dad, what's up? How's the weekend going?
Oh, good, good. I just got done mowing.
You sleep good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
I did too. I didn't get up till noon.
Oh, wow. All right. Big Saturday, huh?
Yeah, I sleep till noon like most Saturdays.
Hey, well, I mean, well, you work hard during the week, sleep till noon on Saturday.
That's what your parents would say?
Probably, yeah.
Do me.
Okay. Hey, how's it going?
We're good, you know, just staying busy over here. How's everything over there? What'd you guys get up?
Let's see. Well, honestly, we haven't done much. What is it?
Plans?
One now. So we've only been up like an hour. So yeah, I think it's like two Saturdays in a row we've slept into like right at noon.
Huh. Wow. Noon. What in the world are you doing? How late were you up?
We were up pretty late and we kept the kids up late too. That way we could all kind of be on the same schedule.
Huh. So you're like, what about church tomorrow? You're going to. And we'll be able to get up and
go to bed earlier tonight and wake up earlier tomorrow. And if not, we'll just go to late service, or I guess worst case scenario, we'll just sleep in and watch it from home, like stream it.
Oh my gosh, Karen, you believe we didn't raise you like that? No, I mean, it would go on and on, dude. I can't, even the girl, sure, her example of 10 a.m. is so funny to me. 10 a.m. She said noon. 10 a.m. is like. I mean, I can't even imagine if I slept till 10 a.m. at my parents' right now, what they would do, especially as a father, whatever.
I mean, I feel like right now with small children is a different story. But like when you were in college and you came home.
Let me paint a picture. In college, there was one summer I was in a fraternity. Never learned how to do. Can you do that?
You're like Rachel with some nachos.
I'm flowing. I was in a frat, Beta Theta Pi.
Okay.
And I was on the rush team. So, you know, in the summer, you're like hanging out with high school seniors. Like, hey, you gotta. Yeah, I know you're talking to this other group of white guys, but you gotta hang out with this group, man. We're better.
Pre-bid, is that a thing?
Sure.
Cool.
What? So whatever. And so I live with my parents during the summer, and we were in this area where a couple of my buddies helped me rush, and they just like bunked up with me in the summer. So they're living with me and my parents. We're upstairs. It's fun. And you know, I'm getting up at, I'm in college. So I'm 9-ish AM cause I know I'm scared. And my two buddies, they would sleep till noon. And every morning I'd be down there with just me and my mom, you know, my dad's at work, and you know, 9-10 AM would roll around. She'd be like, so they're still up there sleeping? Like, yeah. Yeah. And she, I mean, after a few days of this, she goes, I'm gonna wake him up. I can't. My mother woke up grown men that were not her children. She's about to burst. I was like, Mom, stop. You can't. They're not. They're 20 years old. You can't do this.
Go touch them.
She's like, I'm waking them up. This is crazy. She couldn't live with it. That's how I was raised. My family would grab. They'd knock on doors every Saturday throughout the neighborhood.
Just making sure
it's 9 a.m. burning daylight. Me to this day, even I can't. We'll even say, yeah, we like it was with the kids. Like before kids, you and I, we could wake up whenever. I mean, we were like 7:30 people. I feel like that got some looks. 7:30 Tuesday morning, 7:45. You're rolling out of bed. Katie's family. I mean, your couple of your siblings, we don't see them till one.
Yeah.
There's not a comment anywhere ever. I remember the first time, I get it. We're on a trip. It's so ingrained in me. It's like 11 a.m. I'm like, I'm getting ticked off. Like, where are they?
Yeah.
Where are they? This is allowed?
You're like, oh, I can't wait till they get in here. Oh, what Katie's mom's going to say to them.
I just can't. Good afternoon. It's so funny.
I mean, we do. I feel like I have the most sleep supportive family.
It is funny because I've never taken a nap in my life. I do now as a dad because you're so tired. But my dad just hounded me. This man took a nap every day of his life. He's just harassing me. Every day he come home from work at 6:30, eat. By 7:15, you do like a 20-minute nap at 7:30 p.m.
That's a late nap. Oh, it's insane.
I don't know how he got his body to do that. But your family, you look over, someone's... All members of your family being awake happens maybe a 30-minute time span. And I just can't believe it.
I mean, it is funny. We'll just like literally be hanging out in the living room and you look over and one of my brothers is just...
They're out. They're down. You lost them. And everyone's just like, yeah, there he is. I'm like, someone wake him up. This is it. Dara, Hugh?
I'm married to some very supportive, a little too supportive. Our kids wake up early and anytime we house them, I have a brother-in-law who sleeps into like 1 p.m. And he gets mad when our kids wake him up. We're like, I mean, they got to do something. They can't be quiet.
Oh, too supportive. Yeah. Shut those kids up. Yeah. They've been awake for 7 hours. That's funny.
That's great. Literally yesterday, Rachel and I were at the lake all weekend. So we come back yesterday. We're wiped. I take a nap and I wake up and then Rachel's asleep. So granted, I don't know exactly when Rachel goes, like she fell asleep on her nap, but she's been asleep now at least 1 hour, at least 2 hour, at least 3 hour. I go back into the, I like did a wellness check on her. Last night. I did two of them. That's how long she was asleep. I was like,
she's straight like, dad mode. Like holding her pulse.
Yeah. I like to made sure she was like alive.
Whenever she's on the time of a month, she has to wear a sleep apnea mask.
Just that like, one
wow,
night.
Yeah. This is crazy. I'm excited for one day getting back to that because I know Katie will. But when we dated long distance, there was a few Saturdays she'd sleep till noon. Like as like a, you know, 20. And I would, yeah, I have to, at one point I finally learned, but I called a few times just like, yeah, are you okay?
Yeah, you can go back to sleep. I just need to know you're like, okay.
Wow. That's so funny. Wait, but how'd you grow up, Derek?
We slept in on Saturdays. My dad was always, he could never sleep in past 7. So yep. He judged us a little bit, but.
You kind of middle of the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man. There's cause college was the first time I truly started to experience that I'm away, whatever, like sleeping. At high school, I never slept past 10 a.m. ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But college, you start doing those like 12:30, you wake up. Mm-hmm. Whoa. I remember that. We were just appalled. What is he doing?
Do you remember the first day of the tour 2-3 years ago, whenever it was our first tour with Isaac? He had never slept in a bus before where it's completely dark or whatever. I remember he texted me at noon from his iPhone and said, what time is it? It's like, you have
what
your
time
phone.
Zone?
What you have your phone. You're looking at it. He's like, be honest. What time is it?
Be honest.
It's like, it's noon.
It's a prank.
Yeah. He just like couldn't believe it. He didn't know if it was AM, PM. He's like, where am I?
Even on a bus, I've noticed I've checked with my parents. It's 11:30 a.m. and I'm still in the bunk bed. I was like, I kind of just woke up. I've worked till 11. We went and like grabbed a bite. You're on a bus all night sleeping poor. I can still tell they're like, get off. Like, oh, come on.
I went home for some break in college, and this is how sleep supportive they were. I mean, they typically, you know, I'd come back and usually that first night I would like really sleep in, but I was waking up late and then awake for a couple hours. Then I'd be like, I have to take a nap already. And then I would take a nap and I'd wake up and go to bed early. And I did this for like 2 or 3 days and I was like, am I okay?
Am I going down a bad path?
Yeah, she's addicted to sleep.
I realized I was waking up every morning and I thought I was taking Zyrtec, but I was taking Benadryl.
No way.
So I just for like 2 or 3 days was like, I cannot stay awake.
Something's wrong.
And my mom was just like, you're just so tired. Go I get some sleep.
That's wild.
Jeez.
Oh, that's funny.
That's a wild mix up.
That's also how much Benadryl affects me. I feel like you could take Benadryl and stay awake easily.
Yeah.
I'm a little out on caffeine being a real thing, by the way.
Yesterday,
trying to get home from the lake, I'm just taking every form of caffeine via granola bar, via energy drink, via coffee. So sleepy. So tired.
Have you ever, this is something I'm in denial about because I love the whole process, coffee, this and that, but I don't. Caffeine headache. I have, apparently on paper, I have way too much caffeine every morning. I've never had a caffeine headache. I miss a day, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I drink so many coffee. If I drink more, I don't get jitters. Like, I've never experienced any effect of caffeine.
I mean, I definitely have. There are some mornings I wake up, especially when I've been up with a baby or something. I'm like, I'm not going to make it today. And then I have some coffee and I'm like, okay, I can survive.
Are you a lightweight with everything though? Because I am too. And so any caffeine affects me, but I'm also a lightweight with.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. I mean, more so than Trey.
A little different
sure.
over here.
Yeah.
Sorry. With the co-host chairs.
No problem. No problem. I'm going to have a coffee after this. Won't even feel it.
Katie and I are built different with the anesthesia though. So take that. Yeah. Take that. Yeah. Dominant
true.
Genes.
True.
Oh,
dang, that's crazy.
Eva's got that like kind of red hair. We're going to have to watch out for that.
Yeah. She doesn't turn soon. At what point is it too late?
Turn like she's a leaf.
Too late.
How can we be sure that Eva's going to get the good gene?
She already has them, so we can't change them.
Oh. There's some stuff you can do.
We better start buying her American Eagle ASAP. Can't ever be in a red. How long is this?
Like 50.
Cool. Let's get to. Do you have a clip for us? No.
No.
Let's get to some fan videos. Always send us your stuff, questions, thoughts at trekkingdom.com/correctopinions. And then right after this, we're recording the Patreon with Jake's wife, Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
Very special. And so if we get a few more patrons, we'll release it on the Patreon. So thank you for the love. Patreon.com/TreyKennedy. Really means a lot for the support. And Derek, who do we have for the fan? I got to play my.
Oh, yep.
It's important. You know, I think everyone appreciates these little jingles I make. You like them.
I love them.
Mm-hmm. See if I. Yeah. Here we go. Katie, do you want me to play it?
I'd love to.
Oh, there it is. That was nice.
How else can you do it? You can't. What's up?
Hi, Correct Opinions crew, Jake, Trey, Katie, family man, Derek. Yep. Thanks so much for your awesome podcast. I listen every week and I'm a super recty. I did want to send in a video about the segment you did about like kids wearing shirts that say like mommy's heartbreaker. My husband just retired from the military. So when my kids were little, we got a lot of like daddy's commander or whatever shirts from people at like baby showers. A little weird, but the strangest one, I guess, was my son is named Miller. We did not name him after the beer, but his name is Miller, and we got this gift in the mail when he was a newborn that was just a Miller Lite onesie. So it just had like the logo on it, said Miller Lite. And the concept of taking my like, you know, couple month old baby out to like run to the grocery store or run an errand and him wearing this like onesie that said Miller Lite and no one would know his name is Miller just seemed crazy and also hilarious. I don't think we ever found out who sent it to us, but I don't know if it was also like a passive aggressive dig at his name, but it always just seemed funny to me. And I think we still have it somewhere for his like, you know, to look back on when he's older. But anyway, I agree. Don't put your kids in weird stuff, but thought you guys would find that entertaining. Anyway, hope you have a great day. Thanks again for your podcast. It's great to listen to. Thanks.
That's great.
Thanks for the love.
The Miller Lite onesie, especially when she starts breastfeeding in public, then everyone's confused. Like, what is he drinking? Well, he's got a real problem.
It is funny to separate. You know, could you picture a toddler walking around with Miller Lite? Like, how much does his family like it? Drinking beer.
Yeah, gosh. Okay. Hopefully his dad owns the company. My gosh. You gotta look nice.
Even the army stuff.
That's so funny because it's so specific. It's like, yes, it's already weird baby shirts, but someone is getting you a gift like, oh, I want to really tie in your dad's career.
What does he do? Hey, when even though my daddy told me not to, I ran. Put that on there or something. Like, what? He's thinking.
Yeah, I'm like, Fallujah's tough.
Oh, this is getting weird. Daddy's little bomber. Daddy's I drop commander. Bombs under my diaper. Oh, I'm sure they got some terrible.
Oh, I'm sure some.
Yeah.
You imagine
check my diaper. Been... There's an IED in it.
Whoopsie.
It's terrible.
It's tough because he's out there. He's like, I'm fighting for their freedom to do this.
Yeah. I guess that's you can do whatever tough. You want.
Yeah, I guess you can. Dadgummit. Got one? War-related?
War-related? Mm-hmm. No, I was just thinking if they switched it to more like, yeah, if it said like mommy's officer or like all of a sudden it just gets
yeah.
like
yeah.
mommy's medic.
So weird.
Oh.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
Oh.
Instead of American sniper, American diaper.
Oh,
D-I-P-E-R. Chris that Kyle.
Chris Kyle.
Bald eagle. American flag. American diaper.
And it's like a silhouette of Chris Kyle.
Like it's some sort of diaper. It's like a potato gun. It shoots diapers.
That's a good one.
American diaper.
What else?
Saving Private
Cryan.
My next
like right on the tush, like Osama bin Stinkin'. I don't know. That one's not.
Dude, I saw a viral TikTok this week. It was just the caption was, you're in an elevator with me, and I'm not 100% sure, but I think you might be Osama bin Laden. Yes. Have you seen that? It's so dumb.
I'm getting on the algorithm for those types of videos. There's a couple dudes who do these, like, this, like, got the guy who first thought of a window. And it's, like, the dumbest. Mm-hmm. He's like, what if on this wall, like, we could, like, if, like, we're inside, but we, like, the outside, there was a way to see
a passage.
Saw a guy who was like at a swimming pool. He's the first guy to think of bottled water. He's like, what if he's like trying to pick it up? He's like, what if I could carry this? Like, it'd be like a portable. But they're so, and they make me laugh so hard.
Did you guys see the TikTok of the guy streaming? And someone in his chat was like, hey, what do you think is faster, sound or light? And he's like, man, I don't know. And then the other guy's like, well, let's try it. And they're probably doing a bit, but I mean, it's pretty convincing. And so one guy is like, all right, tell me what's faster. Bah.
I think sound.
They were just like legitimately doing a test with their phone flashlight. And he's like, man, light was kind of moving on that one. Do it again.
Guys, the smartest guys on the planet were legit doing that like 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Which one?
I don't know. Further away. I think sound's faster.
Which is faster, though?
Light.
Is that a stupid question?
Kind of. I figured you would know that.
Speed of light. It's about 186,000 miles per second. And the speed of air is 760 miles per hour.
Speed of air?
Sound in air.
Yeah.
So light travels about 874,000 times faster.
Yeah. Have you ever been in a thunderstorm, Trey? And there's lightning and thunder?
Okay, where are you going with this?
They both happen at the same time. But you see the lightning before you hear the thunder.
Well, I've never seen thunder. So then it makes you think,
man, about your poor mom. Every time she messed up.
Have you ever heard someone be like, man, that guy was as fast as sound?
That's a great point. Tyreek Hill, dude, travels like a Spotify song.
Yeah. Hey, I wouldn't light him up next to a sound wave. Was it gamma ray?
I mean, there's a reason why.
The it's fastest
crazy.
Car.
Usain Bolt. Wouldn't it be crazy if his last name was Sound? Usain Radio is what we should call him. He's the fastest guy ever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sound McQueen would be the star of Cars. Because of how fast he is. Noise McQueen.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm having a malfunction.
All right,
over here.
Katie's done this episode. She's all good.
Good job. Oh, that's good.
Anyway, good question.
Good question.
All questions are questions.
Do we have a? Should we end with the Judge Jake?
The war on ice chat.
Okay, he was like not listening at all to you.
That one was a stretch. All right,
I got some WMDs.
Brown Hawk Down.
Wow.
That's good.
Saving Private Rashes.
Oh, nice. Boy.
That's great.
That's good.
Weapon of at destruction. Take out the M.
Yeah, that's good.
Wait, Saving Private Rashes is awesome.
Yeah,
that should be a shirt.
Yeah, put it on a shirt right now.
Saving Private Rashes.
Do you get it, Katie?
Yes.
You ever seen that movie?
I don't think I have.
All of his brothers died. Tom Hanks has to save him. Mm. He's got this nasty rash.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of cream does he have?
Nabisco?
Nabisco.
I want to say Nabisco.
All right, Judge Jake, it's been too long.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me, guys. Thanks for having me. I forgot my gavel at home.
Well, your gavel's way over here.
Oh, yeah, you threw it. Yeah, what were you pretending to do last week?
Oh, yeah, we need a clip. That was, Katie asked to borrow my phone.
Throwing your phone.
And I'm spiking it instantly. Oh, thanks. Judge Jake is in call session.
Derek, not me.
Would you like to start this one?
No, you got it.
Bold move.
Court's in session?
Yep.
We live together and we have two children, and you know, with two small children, it just seems like the house is in constant disarray. And Katie recently was just, she said, frustrated by this. And she's like, why? I just feel like I clean it. Like, how can it not be clean? And I said to her, I think you're just bad at it.
Okay.
And she laughed at that. So that's a good sign, because that's a real roll of the dice.
It was kind of risky to start off that way.
And it was because we talked about it and I was joking, but she's like, you know what? I don't think it's my strength. And I was like, yeah, you know, I just think you get going and maybe there's ways we could, you know, like cooking. She loves to be like, all right, let's cook. She gets out 6 pans. I was like, well, maybe let's just like reuse one or something. And she's like, so just help me. Like, help me maybe slow down, do this. I'm like, great. I can do that. And then it was maybe the next day I go, hey, so I noticed this right here. I just think sometimes you don't put the tarp down under baby girl when she's eating. I think that would eliminate. And she looked at me like I told her I had just cheated on her. She was fuming. And I was like, but wait, I thought.
Yesterday we started this new thing.
Where you said, Trey, no, like, I want you to like critique the way I clean and stuff. And that's where I'm.
That's a great frown. News to me.
I like have a lot of things to say, but I'll try and focus here.
Wow.
That is a true story. He did say, you're maybe not that good at it. And I laugh because I do agree. I'm not the best.
Not type
at it.
A.
Right. But I'm not a slob either. And so I get frustrated because I'm not very good at it. And we have two small children. So it's just hard.
Objection. Slobby. Objection.
No objection.
Okay.
Oh,
overruled by the plaintiff.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. If she beats me to it, then yeah.
Oh.
And so I think we had the conversation and in my head I was thinking, yeah, if he has some like organizational tips or something,
yeah.
I don't think I said critique me
instantly
several times a day on how I'm doing this. I don't think that's
you wanted like a color coded like file cabinet presented to you
I wanted him to be finished product. Like maybe instead of doing the process this way, maybe do it this way. Not like the actual example was Eva's high chair tray. We're going to sit her in there for lunch, but it still had some breakfast on it. However, I also had like left and gone to an appointment that morning. So I wasn't the one at home. Mm. And so when he goes to sit her down, he was like, she was crying, so we put her in the chair and I just went ahead and put a couple of like little puffs on it so she could start eating, but there was food already. He was like, see, like this is where you could do better. Like you probably should have cleaned that off first.
Like that.
I know. I feel like that's a bad paraphrasing of maybe how it went.
Did you see? She was like, yeah. And so and then he goes, do you see how you could do it better? I didn't say it like that.
You said, you see, this is part of the, you said like you could have cleaned this off. This would be better. You see how you could prevented that mess. And I'm like, yeah, it's not like I'm like, yeah, I want it to be on there. That was like such a bad example. And you're just like critiquing like a really
No.
Let me say, you could have cleaned it off.
Mm.
She was crying. You could have cleaned it off at some point.
Get Thomas to do it.
I'm about to get real fired up
here. Do you see how she said, no, my argument
You don't have an argument.
All right, I'll do you dirty too. Watch. My argument was, you know, I think you kind of get going. I think some preemptive things. So she sat Eva down on a tray with food already on it. And so Eva likes to thrash and throw it everywhere. So my simple point was, see, I think this was a simple way to, like, let's just quickly get that off so we're not picking it up off the floor. And I guess in her mind, she heard, can your little stupid brain understand you? I guess that's what she heard. And now where do we go? I love, like, in the moment of her being like, you know what? I'm not good at this. I want you to help me. I just knew, like, there's no way that's true.
I wanted you to come up with some, like, maybe you should organize this differently.
That's so funny.
Good learning lesson. Say nothing else, please.
Is this? Don't.
Wait, we have to wait. He gets to decide. Right?
Once again, if she beats me to it legally, is that what the court declares. Yeah.
So
you're not. So many things talking to someone, I could say.
You're not allowed to improve
her.
Her, yes. Unless you have, like, what they say, like, explicit written authority to do so.
By who?
Her.
But did I not?
But you don't right now. It'd be like a special permit.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Special use permit. Right.
Okay, that was helpful.
Yeah, so you guys are just kind of on your own, parenting on your own.
Okay, for now. I think that'll be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. So, like, I want to say, like, I feed her 3 times a day every day, and I, like, never do that. That's why you're, like, chiming in here and there. This isn't going to work.
Okay.
Yeah. No more chime.
Well, let's wrap up. Katie has to finish laundry. I'm just kidding. Hit up our Patreon. We're almost there. So get us the final stretch, and we got a special episode. Thank you guys. See you on the road.
Oh, yeah. What's going to be on Patreon this week?
Oh, instead. This week?
Yeah.
Also, this week on Patreon, because you guys know our Patreon, you have every extra episode every week. And this week we got something fun for you. My exclusive tour videos. We made a sketch video. A couple more, like, music type videos that go with bits.
Yeah.
You can see that on Patreon if you want. How about that?
Kind of fun.
Thank you guys for the love. See you on the road. Talk to you next week. Peace. Correct opinion.